He is the Rasul of Allah, the final Rasul of Allah, the Nabi of Allah, and the best of creation, the simple. The Allah is telling him that they are Rasulullah, and they need a platform for him, that he should sit upon him, so that the people realize that this is the Nabi of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he migrated from Allah, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, and when they were reaching Cuba, then Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala had to take out a shawl and cover Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, shaving him, so that the people may realize that this is the Rasul of Allah, this is the Nabi of Allah, because it's so simple and so down to earth. Respected brethren, even Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala was the savior, then why is he was the Khalifa of the Muslims? He should tend to the needs even of the children, and he should go and build their the tent of their homes, etc. While he was the Khalifa of the age, respected brethren. And while he was the Khalifa of the age, as there is an excellent detail, how he should go to end to attend to the blind old lady and the head for each. It is sacred, as a poor and the Ramadanaku, respected elder, that when the envoy should come, repeatedly they encountered him. When the envoy asked, where is your Khalif? Where is your leader? Where is your Amir al-Mu'mineen? This is why he is the lying under the chicken. That is our Amir al-Mu'mineen. How is the Amir al-Mu'mineen? For doing something past the fire, for instance, lying under the tree. And at times when they should come and ask, where is the Amir al-Mu'mineen? That time is the worship of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam under construction. Respected elders, and as a Rasul of Allah ta'ala, he should be in the mud, in the sand, and the water, etc., preparing the material for the building and giving the other Sahaba the building material. In that condition, they receive the respected elders. And you know the famous incident that when he went for the conquer of Jerusalem, at that time, as a Rasul of Allah ta'ala, he was walking. And the servant was his turn to ride the conveyor. The servant was riding. The Amir al-Mu'mineen, he is walking, holding the reins on his shoulder. Simple, the speed he got is respected elders. And respected elders, our Ummah Ikram has been extremely simple in this matter. It is stated about our Masjid al-Ruhi Rahmatullahi that when a warrant for arrest was given against him, and after staying 3 days and 3 nights in hiding, specified that the student of the Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he should not be more than 3 days and 3 nights in hiding, he came out. And the Wazir of Tata is Yomar, for Qasim al-Mahdi rahmatullahi alayhi wa sallam, standing there. Persons extremely simply judged, respected others, not like us, especially me, in these days, how we go around, how we go around, how we go around, how we those were the people. Respected elders, simply standing there, the British spy came to him and asked him that, have you seen Qasim? Because they were looking for him. So when Qasim Al-Mahdi went to Ali, moved the British, I told him, yeah, he was here, mister. He was here, mister. No lie, respected elders, because he was here. And when Qasim Al-Mahdi went to Ali, had no belief also. Suppose we are of the belief too, that Allah is the provider, Allah is the nourisher. And Allah provides the good times and Allah provides the bad times. Allah provides the good conditions and Allah provides the bad conditions. Allah is the sole provider. So that person said, oh, okay, and he thanked me for the information and paid 10 rupees on top of that. So the second letter, one person came from Ajmer, Aminul Khan, and when he came out from the station of Yoga, he asked the Tangawala, he asked the person, that he said, can you take me to the Barakwala? In those days, the Barakwala was called Chapuddin Wala, the Guru Hassan, regularly. So, because he was famous, the Tangawala took him there, outside the house, they left him. And the person proceeded to knock at the door. To find someone there, because it was extremely hot, those are really open, it's hot in summer. Here, a simple person standing there on the bed in the ruby. So he says that, is this the house of the big one? Yes. He says, come inside. I made it up. When he made it up, the person said that, I'm looking for the big one. I said, is that the only thing? He said, no, don't worry. I took a pen and began to pray. This is how it is. You're coming from the heat. Hey, let me pray to you. Let me cool down with you. So this person is irritated. So he said, yeah, I want to meet the big one. And he said, someone comes to our house and say, where's the big one? I said, yeah, I will come. Talk to me. Take my own breath. This person said, come sit here. I went inside, brought some food. Then sit down. Relax. Then you need some food. You are tired, you are dirty. Take some food. Partake of some meat. So the person is partaking of the meat. And then you see that all the while you say, I want to meet the big one. I want to meet Chef again. I come from a long journey and I come to meet Chef again. My good husband, I come to meet you. They see, there is no Chef again here, but I am going to. There is no Chef again here, but I am going to. They call me my good husband. I know what to do with that. And see, simplicity is like a special letter. It is important. Of a person who came down and was very poor Kandala. And one of the suffered the same Yakutari, he was there on the station. And he sees an elderly person, a weak person standing in load. So one of the suffered said, Kandala Yakutari picked up the load and began to carry him for him. Carrying him for the old man, to thank him repeatedly that you are carrying good. So one asked him, why have you made this journey? Since I come here going to meet the Goraka, I hear it's a very big Goraka, I come to meet him. The big Goraka has come to me. Since I come to meet Goraka, Muzaffar Hussain, I come to meet Goraka, Muzaffar Hussain, and I'm so happy you are carrying my luggage. Respect to tell that in our position, what you do? What I do, I think the luggage is put in on his head, and tell us, I follow Muzaffar Hussain, carry on. I said, well, I'll carry your luggage. Carry your luggage. Not carrying anything. Not expecting anything. Then that person, the elderly person, is saying, they say he's a very powerful foreigner, he goes along as he is put economic, engineering knowledge. So, the foreigner says, yeah, you can deal with him with the enemy, they say. He says, you can deal with him with the enemy. Respect the elder. Today, what happens to us? As soon as someone says, you know, about any quality, I've got big bank balance, I've got cars, and I've got objects, and I've got farm, and I've got like this, and I'm like this, and I'm like that, and you don't know about my wealth, and my foreign currency, and all those things. Before, you don't even have to put in one button. The person begins to say what is the worth, and what is value, and say to the position. Humility has left that. The strength has left that. Then when you meet the near the Vedasa, then the students began to run out and say, why are you telling this? But there is no difficulty in respect to that. We have seen this personally that Vedasa, the big Bhagavad Gita is, Vedasa Rakoda, when Vedasa personally, Rakoda is coming to Vedasa, then they had here the Vedasa because they have sophisticated the Vedasa. They had a bowl where all the feces should go in. And the smell of the feces should come from the Vedasa. So Mahārāja decided, well, we clean the thing today and we keep it very clean because Mahārāja has a reply and study. The purpose of that statement of Swami, I mean, any influence or difficulty, any problems were not there. So, Mahārāja, see, Bhārāja Rākūtārāya, he himself personally gets into that fault, full of feces, and standing there waist high, in that feces, sitting on the bucket and passing it to the students, and debating the way respected elders. This is happening to respected elders. So, each one of us, respected elders, should take stock of ourselves. Given a slight of opportunity, we begin to walk and drag and bolt and be proud of our wealth, our talent, our speaking ability, our presentation ability, or what I have done to Islam and what I have brought up to Islam in 5th century. But on the other hand, whilst having humility, we should realize humility does not mean inferiority complex. There's a difference. One is inferiority complex and one is humility. And Sharia of Islam, spirit of Islam, and the drive of Islam wants us to be humble, but not having inferiority complex. Inferiority complex is a psychological disease, an ailment. Yes, a person, he is good, he is talented, but he does not want to show it. And he wants to hide his good talent. He wants to keep his root for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He wants to keep his talent. And then there is an opportunity to utilize his talent, he says to use it. And then there is a given opportunity to spend his talent, he says. And humility, once a person needs humility, he will go towards pride and arrogance and ignorance and stupidity. And generally, a person who has got wealth, who has got power, who has got status, who has got glory, who can study the Quran of Allah well, who can read the Quran well, who has got good academic knowledge, and who has got some talent. Talent is speaking, reading, who is articulate, who is orating, or who is writing properly, who is prolific, who is proficient in writing, who has got some talent, and whose talent slowly comes and goes to his head. And when any good quality goes to the head, then humility goes away. Respect tells us, humility goes away and pride steps in. And pride, respect tells us, that is the cause of the sin, first sin of shaitan, because the quality of pride, when that quality enters shaitan, then that was the quality that caused the first disobedience in the history of Islam, because shaitan now has pride and humility left him. Respect tells us, bottom line is, that each one of us has a talent. Each one of us listening has got some talent somewhere along the line. You know the talent better than I do, because it is your own body. But take the talent, be humble, become humble into the eyes of the people, serve the people with the talent, but do not become proud of the talent, do not boast of the talent, and use the talent for the pleasure of Allah. Become humble for the pleasure of Allah. And once we have got sincerity of action, and we do the action for the pleasure of Allah, then Allah increases the status of the person. Because remember, in the hands of Allah, and in the hands of Allah alone, dignity lies. In the hands of Allah, and in the hands of Allah alone, is praise lies. A person can be super, talented, serving the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Allah decides to make him famous, Allah will make him famous. On the other hand, a person, he can boast about his qualities. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he does not want to make known his qualities, then Allah will hide that person. And respectively, if in a team, in a group, in a locality, in a society, if people begin to humble and become humble to the pleasure of Allah, the positive work can be done. These examples that we have quoted from the time of the Prophet downwards, you should look at those examples. Those are great personalities, respected elders. When we look at them, and their talent, and how they hid it, that we are not even talented, we are not even fit to be propagating as we hold good. We should hide ourselves, be humble, Allah will accept us for his deed. يا الله تعالى قدرتي في الحكمة دي وعفو دعوة الحكمة دي